Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode features three excellent pieces of Flash that managed to do so much work in such a short amount of time and space. This first one involves a family on the water putting their faith in a mysterious stranger. It's called The Boatman. It was written by Purnima Bala and published by Moon Park Review in their issue 11 in spring 2020. Enjoy.
A family of four sits in a small catamaran, the two kids clinging to their parents' arms as it rocks from side to side. The boatman pulls on the oars with steady, brisk motions. "Don't worry," he says. "I will get you there." At the middle of this very lake, the boatman almost drowned once as a child, having toppled into it without a life jacket, not knowing how to swim. As he grew up, he became familiar with the lake, its every inch. Now, each morning, even when the harsh sun batters down on his skin, even when a howling wind makes the boat waver and sway, with complete certainty, he says, "Don't worry, I will get you from here to there." The boatman makes 60 rupees with every crossing, enough to buy rice and milk and eggs for his wife and children at home, enough to have a little left over for his son's new school books, maybe a little for gifts and sweets during the tourist season. His sweat mixes with the lake water. His hands, calloused and chalk powder dry, grip the oars firm. He whistles while he works. When people with floppy hats and thickly lathered on sunscreen point at his colorful lungi, their skin soft and white, he laughs along. When they come over to him and mime their words with exaggerated movements, not knowing he speaks four different languages, not asking if he speaks English, he doesn't tell them. "Do you think we should risk it?" one of them turns to another, giving the boatman a sideways appraising look. They mutter among themselves. The boatman remains silent. He gazes down the beach, fishtail slapping against the net, then waves a greeting to the ice cream lady mopping her brow, then thinks about the beauty of the lake, the silent pool lurking beneath it, dangerous to anyone who doesn't know how to approach it, rather like his wife. But before he can reflect on her fine and wondrous qualities, her truly spectacularly, marvelously fine and wondrous qualities, the tourists turn around and hold out crisp paper notes. The boatman counts them twice, breaks out into a toothy grin, and beckons them forward with open palms. And when they shuffle their way onto the catamaran and sit down, gripping their thighs, he says, "Your life's in my hands, yes? Don't worry, I will get you there."
Purnima Bala is a writer, editor, and artist from India. Her short fiction and poetry can be found in Kahini Quarterly, Ellipsis Zine, Moon Park Review, The Sea Letter, and others. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Purnima Bala, or on her website at purnimabala.com. This next piece has been nominated for the 2021 Best Microfiction. It's called The Big Bad, and it was written by Jixun Chung and published by The Daily Drunk on December 1st, 2020. Please enjoy.
The Big Bad. "Beat it," says Reginald, his Buttonville Beanstalks baseball cap pulled tight over his mottled scalp.
"Yeah, get lost," says Jeremiah.
Lenny, the third pig, doesn't say much. He's noisily sucking on a popsicle. I look up at the treehouse they're standing in, rosy cheeks and salmon pink snouts protruding from a square opening on the side.
It's a warm afternoon and the trees are starting to shed their toffee-colored leaves. Mrs. Woodsman's backyard is an image of picture book perfection, with neatly trimmed hedges and immaculately tended azaleas. Somewhere in the distance, a bicycle bell dings. "Come on, guys," I say, "stop messing with me. Just drop me the ladder already." The words come out in a sycophantic, ingratiating huff. The pigs snort. The rope ladder dangles in the breeze. "Look, I brought everything." I pull a stack of magazines from the backpack. The covers gleam in the light. "Pig Boy magazine, Truffler, I got 'em all." The open pages hang in the air. "Don't need those no more," says Jeremiah. "Lenny found a pile behind the beer fridge." "Go home to your hairy mom, you hairy ball sack," shouts Reginald. The words sting like a boot to the gut. "Friends are the cruelest," Ma once said, "but they don't mean nothing." She'd just come home from a late shift, and I had heard the wariness in her voice, hidden away soft behind the sympathy. "I'll bake you some pies to take over. It'll be okay." But I had known Ma's pies wouldn't cut it, even after she'd blinked away sleep and fawned over those pies, bone-tired by morning. Because friends are the cruelest. So when her back had been turned, I'd grabbed the money from her purse. I needed my friends more. "Your mom's got hairy pits," yells Reginald, cackling and snorting all at once as juvenile pigs do. "Ball sack, ball sack, ball sack," chants Jeremiah. "How do you like the name, ball sack?" Lenny snorts in the background. I stalk away quietly, broken, tail between my legs. The news that evening is a mix of current affairs, talking heads, and the weather report. There is also a short segment, a seemingly random act, arson in the suburbs. A treehouse had burned to the ground. No injuries had been reported, fortunately, but an adolescent gray wolf, clean record, no prior convictions, had been taken into custody for further questioning. Word spreads.
Jixin Chung is a short fiction writer from Hong Kong and has been published in Smoke Long Quarterly, Atticus Review, The Molotov Cocktail, and others. You can find him on Twitter at Jixin Chung or on his website at jixin.com. Our final piece comes to us through the eyes of an observant or perhaps even nosy speaker. It's called Beyond My Window. It was written by Karen Jones and published by Ellipses Zine on January 18th, 2021. Please enjoy.
Beyond My Window. Her over the road's got a fancy man. He's got a face like a bulldog licking pish off a thistle, but he's got a BMW, so she's happy enough. He's there now, washing the car. She's in a deck chair, filing her nails, fake tanned legs crossed, one bouncing up and down, so her sparkly gold sandal looks like it might fly off. I imagine it does. I imagine it flies through the windscreen. He's fit, I suppose. Wears two tight t-shirts to show off his muscles and skinny jeans that show off his bulging wallet. Bet it's full of receipts and sugar sachets he's nicked from McDonald's. Still, I like watching him bending over and squeezing out the sponge. Passes the time. Another car's pulled up. It's her ex-husband. He was no looker either, faced like a burst couch. But he took her and her bairns on, so she stayed with him until something better came along. Wait, he's got someone with him. The passenger door opens and I see the doctor's receptionist, body like a blow-up doll, but looks like she's been sucking lemons. This'll be worth watching. Been a while since someone else's house provided the drama. The ex and the receptionist walk up the path. Fancy Man stops washing the car. Her over the road stops swinging her leg and her sandal slips onto the path. She gets up. Fancy Man drops the sponge, dries his hands on his t-shirt, straightens to his full 5'5". It's gonna kick off big time. Wish I had time to get a drink. They shake hands. Hug. Fancy Man goes and gets them all drinks. They look over at me and wave. My face beams like a stoplight. I hide behind my curtains. This street has gone to shit.
Karen Jones from Glasgow, Scotland, is Special Features Editor at New Flash Fiction Review and has had work nominated for Best of the Net, the Pushcart Prize, and included in Best Small Fictions 2019. You can find her on Twitter at KARJON. Micro is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Original music is by Matt Ordez. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. Subscribe to the show and check out some of our other episodes on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.